4 years ago, President Biden won Pennsylvania by less than 2 percentage points. Included in his winning coalition were young voters, who sided with him by a 27-point margin. Well, this year, Vice President Harris's campaign is trying to nail down those voters again, heading to both the blue cities and suburbs and small towns and rural areas that are places former President Trump handily won. NPR's Elena Moore takes us to a small town an hour outside Pittsburgh to hear from young students about how they see their voting power.
Indiana, Pennsylvania has some big titles. Some call it the Christmas tree capital of the world, and it just so happens to be the birthplace of actor Jimmy Stewart. I'm standing in front of a statue of him outside the town courthouse. But it's not quite Christmas time yet. It is almost November. And nearby, at the Indiana University of Pennsylvania's campus, some locals want to give this place another title.
The road to the White House goes through Indiana County, Pennsylvania.
Local Democratic Party Chair Lynn Alvine is watching as student organizers set up for a Get Out the Vote rally. And while this campus may be part of a tiny blue dot, it lives within a red county that went for Trump last time by 37 points. But Alvine understands that. The goal is to narrow the margins.
Our motto is lose by less. We don't imagine that we can win the vote for Harris in Indiana County, but we can bring out enough Democratic votes.
I think we bring the energy to counties like this.
IUP student Andrew Muth runs the school's College Democrats. As somebody from a rural area less than an hour away, he knows why voters here feel left behind. But he says Harris has a message that can connect with locals.
We want you to be able to build a family. We want you to be able to afford your groceries. We want you to be able to afford housing.
Local Republicans, though, aren't worried about the margins, even with the student vote.
You know, a lot of those students are not students from Indiana County. They're outsiders.
That's 24-year-old Hunter Overdorf. He's with the local GOP, and he grew up here. Still, the Harris campaign is working hard in rural areas of Pennsylvania. They have 50 offices in the state coordinated with the Democratic Party, 16 of those in counties that Trump won by double digits in 2020. Those past margins are why the Trump campaign isn't worried.
Reaching out to voters and canvassing them is important, but that only works when you have a winning candidate and a winning message.
That's Kush Desai, the Pennsylvania Communications Director for the Trump campaign.
The issues that we're running on, if anything, have a greater salience in rural Pennsylvania and rural America real large.
Those issues, the economy and immigration. At a coffee shop on IUP's campus, those are the topics shaping 22-year-old grad student Keely McElveen's vote.
I'm going to vote for Trump and Vance. It's kind of the philosophy of voting for the lesser of two evils amongst the parties.
She's from the county over and commutes to school, so things like gas prices are a concern. And to her, Harris hasn't acknowledged the mistakes of the last 4 years and how she'll be different.
That's kind of pulled me away from her in a sense. I will say Trump could be a better communicator just because he's very loud, which polarizes our people. However, he is very clear on what he stands for. That speaks volumes.
Back at the rally, other students continue to side with Harris, in large part over social issues, which are key to her campaign's message.
I'm always an advocate for someone having their own right to their body and who they love and what medical decisions they should make.
20-year-old Samaya Settles is from a town outside Pittsburgh, but she plans to vote on campus. She was much more excited to have Harris as the Democratic nominee than President Biden, and thinks that energy remains for other young people.
I would say I still feel that, and I think it is because of her age. She really does know how to connect with the young people. She just feels like she is us.
And in just 1 week, we'll see how many other young people feel the same. Elena Moore, NPR News, Indiana, Pennsylvania.